You have tuned into the River Newsroom's Hudson Valley Coronavirus Report from Lissa Harris of The River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of The Other Hudson Valley. Go to theotherhudsonvalley.com or therivernewsroom.com for more information and links to the stories included here. This report is a collaboration with several Hudson Valley journalists, airing on WGXC 90.7 FM at midnight, 5, 7, and 9 a.m., and online in the audio archives at WGXC.org. La Voz, a Spanish-language news magazine covering the Hudson Valley, is translating these roundups and co-publishing them on its website in Spanish at lavoz.bard.edu.
There are now 188,694 cases in New York State, 8,236 new cases. Musicians played a nearly empty St. Patrick's Cathedral on April 12th on Easter in an effort to keep joy in a holiday that normally packs the pews. To police or not to police, that's a burning question in New York State and across the nation as police departments large and small grapple with the question of how to enforce social distancing rules. New York State's maximum fine for violating social distancing regulations was recently increased from $500 to $1,000. Some police departments are cracking down on violators. Others feel that education is a more effective public health strategy. In a situation where making any arrest has the potential to expose both police and community members to the virus, it's a tough call. CNN has a national story on the issue, and NYC Streets blog reported on a video that went viral showing NYPD officers taking down a man on a subway platform that was too crowded with essential workers to allow social distancing. The MTA intensified the screening of its employees as the number of deaths at the agency grew to 50. A temperature brigade will test workers at 22 locations, and anyone with a temperature above 100.4 degrees will be sent home. So far, 1,900 MTA employees have tested positive for the virus. For several days, New York's rate of increase in hospitalization has been slowing. Each day adds more patients to the overall burden on the system, but the growth in that number of beds occupied has slowed to a crawl. In the April 12th press briefing, Governor Andrew Cuomo said that the numbers were suggesting a plateau in the outbreak rather than a sharp apex. Quote, "You're not seeing a great decline in the numbers, but you're seeing a flattening," unquote, Cuomo said. Despite signs that the pace of the outbreak is slowing in New York, deaths in the state have continued to be high over the weekend, 777 on April 10th, 783 on April 11th, and 758 on April 12th. Epidemiologists call mortality from COVID-19 a, quote, "lagging indicator," unquote, because deaths tend to follow weeks after infection and hospitalization. That statistic will be the last to improve, even after the numbers for new cases and hospitalizations begin to look more promising. Aerial photographs of Hart Island in New York City taken recently show the scale of the pandemic. According to a CNN report, the Potter's Field used for temporary interments and burials of New York City residents who died unclaimed by family members is now hosting as many burials in a day as it typically does in a week. The city is no longer using Rikers Island inmates to dig graves, Melinda Hunt of the nonprofit Hart Island Project told CNN, speaking of the island as a place of beauty and dignity. Quote, "It's a bird sanctuary. It's a very, very peaceful location. And the fact there aren't individual monuments is part of the spiritual power of the place, knowing that over a million New Yorkers have been buried there," unquote, Hunt said. Announced by New York State over the weekend, Cuomo will sign an executive order directing employers to provide cloth or surgical masks to all essential employees who interact with the public. The National Governors Association is issuing a bipartisan call to the federal government for $500 billion in aid to states and territories grappling with the pandemic. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, chairs the National Governors Association. Cuomo, a Democrat, is the vice chair. The two governors issued a joint statement on April 11th. Cuomo is also calling on the Trump administration to repeal the SALT tax increase that limits taxpayers to a $10,000 deduction for state and local property taxes. A nursing home in Niskayuna that loaned 35 ventilators to the statewide hospital effort got them back on April 12th, along with a batch of cookies baked for the staff and residents by Cuomo's daughters. With an antibody test recently developed by the State Department of Health, New York is ramping up testing to screen people for immunity to coronavirus. Antibody tests are not as accurate as tests for active infection, but they can identify people who have had COVID-19 and recovered, and who may have some immunity to being reinfected. Cuomo will also sign an executive order giving lab workers more flexibility to be eligible to run antibody tests. The state is making an additional $200 million in supplemental aid available to households that are enrolled in SNAP or food stamps. The extra aid will be used to give every SNAP household the maximum benefit for March and April. Cuomo announced a new partnership with New York State court system to provide free legal assistance to all New Yorkers with help from volunteer lawyers. In a letter to Steve Mnuchin, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, Cuomo urged the Treasury to act to protect stimulus payments from being seized or garnished by creditors. Here is our daily county roundup, county by county, of what's going on. In Rockland County Executive Ed Day and County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel Rupert announced two new commissioners' standing quarantine orders on April 10th. The orders tighten quarantine regulations for those infected with COVID-19 and those who have come in contact with a sick person, as well as inform healthcare and other essential personnel when they may return to work to help prevent staff shortages that would negatively impact the operation of healthcare facilities and essential businesses. The orders direct persons in either precautionary or mandatory quarantine to directly travel to or remain quarantined at their residence or other place as ordered by the Rockland County Department of Health, and explain how long the person, depending on the symptoms, must remain quarantined at home. If the guidelines are not followed, residents may be fined up to $2,000 per day. Eight people were arrested outside a synagogue on April 9th, the first criminal citations for violating social distancing orders in the county. Ramapo police responded to Monzi's congregation Shara Chesed after they received a complaint about a crowd outside. The eight were released with appearance tickets. After a week of County Executive Day demanding guidance from the state about enforcing the executive orders, the five town leaders announced last week that they had been green-lighted by the state to civilly and criminally cite violators. 200 people have died of COVID-19 in Rockland County as of April 10th, according to the last available county data. More than 500 people are currently hospitalized. In Westchester County, 65 inmates at the Westchester County Jail have been released early to slow the spread of the coronavirus at the facility, which has infected dozens of prisoners and corrections workers. About half of those released were in jail for violating probation, and all had release dates before June 27th. A coalition of 40 law enforcement agencies is circulating a petition calling for hazard pay for first responders. The petition, initiated by the Affiliated Police Associations of Westchester, does not have a specific proposal, but looks to build support for the concept, hoping the federal government will address it in a future economic stimulus plan. Yonkers Police Detective Keith Olson, who leads the coalition, said 50 police had tested positive in his city. And on April 11th, 2 days after the petition was started, Detective William Sullivan of the department died from the virus. The petition has nearly 18,000 signatures. Peekskill resident Daniel Hall is accused of slashing the tires of 22 healthcare workers' cars outside of New York Presbyterian Hospital in Cortland on April 9th. Hall, 29, was arrested on April 10th with the help of Peekskill police. He was charged with second-degree criminal mischief, second-degree auto-stripping, and fifth-degree criminal possession of a controlled substance after a small amount of PCP was found on him when he was being taken into custody. Those are all felonies. Quote, "We were shocked to hear of this incident, especially at the time when our employees are working tirelessly and courageously through this crisis," unquote, the Cortland Manor Hospital said in an emailed statement. The hospital will pay for the damages, officials said. In Orange County, small businesses across the country are flooding the phone lines of the Small Business Administration in hopes of getting help for keeping their businesses afloat through the pandemic. Recently, a cupcake maker in New Windsor was one of them. Antonio Frontier waited 2.5 hours on hold only to be told that his loan application was pending, the Times Herald Record reports. Quote, "We were doing so well until this happened," unquote, he told the paper. Also in the Times Herald Record, some hospitals are doing better than others at managing frontline staff. The story in the April 10th paper quoted local union rep Greg Speller of 1199 SEIU praising our Orange Regional Medical Center for doing a good job of communicating with staff. Speller also called out Westchester Medical Center, a larger network that manages several hospitals in the Hudson Valley with the Health Alliance hospitals in Kingston and Margaretville, as, quote, "falling short," unquote, on network-wide communication with its workers on the front lines. In Dutchess County, Anthony Molinaro, the county executive Mark Molinaro's father, died April 10th of COVID-19. In an unrehearsed show of humanity, the elected official told viewers at his April ninth town hall that his father was on a ventilator at Westchester Medical Center. Anthony Molinaro, a Yonkers native, worked for telephone companies and was a shop steward for the Communication Workers of America, as well as coaching youth basketball and baseball. He was 67 and had no underlying health problems, Molinaro said. Molinaro and the community foundations of the Hudson Valley interim president and CEO Neville Smith announced Friday that the Dutchess Response Fund has initiated a rolling application process to support nonprofits that have been providing critical support to the community as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Quote, "We are grateful to the nonprofit organizations who have already shouldered the burden of responding to the needs of our community and are proud to join community foundations of the Hudson Valley in offering these grants to support their efforts," unquote, Molinaro said. In Putnam County, the county legislature approved $221,144 for the purchase of medical supplies and disinfectants for medical personnel and first responders. The county expects 75% of the sum to be reimbursed by the federal government. Legislator Nancy Montgomery advocated that no disinfectants go to the Putnam County golf course and instead be offered to county-supported social service programs. Putnam County and the United Way of Westchester and Putnam will have free groceries available for pickup for county residents from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on April 16th in the parking lot of the county's Donald B. Smith campus in Carmel. Residents can register online or call 211. Delivery is available for seniors or those who are immunocompromised. In Sullivan County, they will host two more virtual town halls on Facebook in the coming week at 1 p.m. Monday, April 13th and 1 p.m. Thursday, April 16th. Questions can be submitted via email or private message on the Sullivan County Facebook page. In a press release on Sunday, Sullivan County legislators also announced some changes to county services in upcoming public meetings and wrote that, quote, "Effective immediately, riders of the Move Sullivan Public Transportation Service will need to cover their mouths and noses with a mask, bandana, scarf, or other covering while aboard." In Ulster County, though people seeking to be tested for COVID-19 must have a physician's prescription, they no longer need to make an appointment to be seen at the testing sites in the county, according to Kingston Mayor Steve Noble. Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan will be joined by Sheriff Juan Figueroa for yet another virtual town hall hosted on the county's Facebook page at 2 p.m. April 14th. Local farmers are adapting fast to the pandemic, the Daily Freeman reports. Farmers in the Rondout Valley are collaborating on new platforms, investigating ways to get food directly to consumers, and generally rethinking the supply chain. In Columbia County, three more people died of COVID-19 since April 10th in Columbia County, two residents and a person from outside the Twin Counties who passed away in Hudson, according to the County Department of Health. One of the deaths was a resident at Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Philmont, the fourth from COVID-19 at the facility. 22 residents had tested positive as of April 10th. Columbia County released a town-by-town breakdown of COVID-19 cases for the first time on April 10th, with Health Director Jack Mabb promising to release updated figures every Friday. The town of Claverack, which includes the village of Philmont and the Pine Haven Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, had the most cases with 24, though all but two were at the nursing home. Ghent had the second highest number of cases with 14, followed by the city of Hudson with 10. During a live virtual town hall broadcast on WGXC, Mabb said several people had left mandatory quarantine, but, quote, "there were people who turned them in," unquote. In one of these instances, the sheriff's office went to the violator's home and, quote, "served them papers saying they had to stay put," unquote. Sheriff David Bartlett has been appointed to the point person in the county for enforcing New York State on pause and said enforcement thus far was mostly about educating violators. The last two complaints passed to him by the state involved a park and a hair salon. In Delaware County, as of April 12th, Delaware County is reporting a total of three deaths from COVID-19. Data published Sunday, April 12th, on New York State's website shows only one. According to Delaware County Public Health, the most recent death in the county occurred on April 9th. The nonprofit MARC Project announced on April 12th that it is working with local restaurants on a Feeding the Front Lines project to get meals to workers at Margaretville Memorial Hospital and the Mountainside Nursing Home. Quote, "Our goal is to deliver approximately 100 lovingly prepared lunches and dinners to workers at the hospital and the Mountainside while supporting the bottom line of our area restaurants," unquote, Mark wrote on a Facebook post. Greene County. The New York Times reported that the first four positive cases of COVID-19 in Greene County were all residents of New York City who traveled upstate to flee the hot zone of positive cases that's taken hold in the city. County Administrator Sean Groden said about 30% of the county's residences are second homes, most of which appear to be occupied now. Grodin and other county leaders have emphasized how the county has no hospital, highlighting that fact in an official statement warning New Yorkers and people from Westchester to stay away. Quote, if I was in New York City and I had a place up here, I'd be here, unquote, he said. Quote, but I'm not going to come here with some false sense of security that once you get upstate, you'll be taken care of. It's just the opposite. In Schoharie County, as of April 10th, the Schoharie County Department of Health was counting 17 confirmed cases, 2 new cases added on April 10th. New York State's count for Schoharie has been level at 12 since April 6th. Asked about the discrepancy by a reader on Facebook, County Health Director Amy Gildemeister replied, quote, our numbers are correct. I don't know where theirs are lagging, unquote. The Schoharie County Department of Health also posted a long message on Facebook explaining its decision not to identify the locations of confirmed cases at the town level. Many of the more populated counties in the region are reporting more detailed information about cases, but Schoharie health officials feel that revealing town-level information would lead to identification of individuals, creating a false sense of security in towns where no cases have been confirmed, and punish businesses in towns that have had cases. Gildemeister has also worried about stigma against people who have been sick. Quote, other counties have reported individuals being denied services or not being allowed back to work after they recover from COVID-19, unquote, she wrote. Quote, there have even been reports of threats to the individual, unquote. This has been the Daily Coronavirus Report for the Catskills in the Hudson Valley. From Lissa Harris of the River and Roger Hannigan-Gilson of the Other Hudson Valley, go to theRiverNewsroom.com or theOtherHudsonValley.com for more information.